by Monday there won't be any of these left. They'll be left, but you won't be able to see them.
Yeah.
Luke Pope, Senior Land Services Officer, Partnerships for Local Land Services in Cooma. I guess today we've been looking at another way of managing fireweed, and we've known for a long time about pasture replacement and herbicides and hand pulling and stuff like that, but increasingly down on the far south coast there has been a movement towards using other grazing methods, so sheep and goats, but today was particularly about sheep. And the property that we're on today, near Tilba, has been running Dorper sheep for a bit over 3 years now, and has had made massive wins and progress with the amount of fireweeds. So much so that when you look around the paddocks here today, you can hardly find it, except for the paddocks which haven't been grazed for some time.
Greg Chinnock from Cuorma runs mostly cattle on his property, but he started using 30 Merino ewes to reduce the spread of fireweed.
We found the sheep have been the best. We tried goats, but they were a bit hit and miss and very hard to handle physically. And fencing was an issue with the goats because of wombats and so on, where the sheep are much easier to keep in and physically easier to handle and do the job really well.
Describe what the situation was like before you got the sheep in. How was the fireweed on your property?
Well, we had heaps and heaps, and we would spend, or the two of us would spend, you know, at least 2 full days a week bagging, pulling fireweed by hand, and that was becoming a bit more than what we really wanted to do with our life. And that's when, using animals, we soon worked out that that would be a much, much better idea.
It's not only time consuming, but it also using sheep to do it might make a bit of financial sense as well.
Yes, it does. We initially got the sheep just for the fireweed, but when we started then shearing them and realising, you know, there was good, reasonable money to get back for the wool, and fat lambs were worth, the last few years have been worth good money. They've actually added a bit to our income. Admittedly, we had to drop the numbers of cattle we had just a little bit, but the sheep have more than made up for that. I'd say we're probably making more money, a little bit more money now, with the two than we did just with the cattle.
The cross-discipline, community-led approach is a first for New South Wales. Bronwyn Wicks is the project coordinator with New South Wales DPI.
It's a very exciting approach to managing our widespread weeds. It's an approach where we're looking to see how we can support communities to better understand their management of widespread weeds. We're trialling this approach in three places, Bungendore, Numerella and Tilba, in three different types of community. We're looking at running a series of 5 workshops in those areas. We're also using a number of surveys, and we're also doing a research project through the University of Melbourne. Through that project, we're looking to see if there are characteristics of successful, in inverted commas, community weed groups. The germ of this project comes from my experience as a National Weeds Coordinator, where I would be asked, you know, as National Weeds Coordinator, Bronwyn, what do you think is our most successful and effective weed tool? And to which I would say, after a bit of thought, our most successful weed tool is an engaged and committed, committed and knowledgeable community. And that makes sense also when you look at the characteristics of what are the characteristics of our widespread weeds. These are weeds that are consistent, enduring, persistent, and they're widespread. They're basically everywhere in our landscape. And what are the characteristics in our society that best suit those adjectives? And it's at a community level. Individuals have ups and downs in their life. It's at the community level that we're resilient, we're consistent, we have that flow through time, and we're able to use resources to manage those times when we're not individually able to perhaps act on weeds.